If you heard Republican Mike Huckabee's victory speech on Super Tuesday, you may have noticed him speaking in what is almost his own dialect.
Sometimes one small, smooth stone is even more effective than a whole lot of armor.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty searched for people who understood his allusions, and that proved almost as hard as getting a camel through the eye of a needle.
In November, as Mike Huckabee surged in the polls, a student at Liberty University asked him what was driving his startling success. His response:
"It's the same power that helped a little boy with two fish and five loaves feed a crowd of 5,000 people."
Oh, that's when Moses was out had to feed all the people, the multitude of people that left Egypt. Is that what it was?
Letha Anthony from Mississippi was close. The Bible story did involve food, but the allusion was actually to Jesus feeding the hungry crowd. Most people we talked to near the Washington Monument got it wrong. For the next quiz question, we played Huckabee's reference to the small stone.
Smooth stone is even more effective than a whole lot of armor.
Maybe something to do with the war? I don't know.
That was Dan Booth. Here's Mike Allen. They're both from Alabama.
He's talking about peace. Resolution of peace.
Actually, Huckabee was comparing himself to the shepherd boy David slaying the giant Goliath with one smooth stone right in the forehead. Only one person scored the correct response, a disconcerting record as we moved into advanced Huckabees.
And we've also seen that the widow's mite has more effectiveness than all the gold in the world.
I have no clue.
Do you know what a widow's mite is?
No, I thought a mite was a bug.
Is it a spider or no?
No.
No.
Daria Teutonico and Richard Pettit miss this one as they walk to lunch on Pennsylvania Avenue. The widow's mite refers to a poor woman Jesus observed giving a penny to God. It was all she had. Like every person we stopped, Teutonico and Pettit were raised in Christian households and had attended Sunday school. Boston University professor Stephen Prothero says they're not alone in being mystified by Mike Huckabee's rhetoric.
Half of Americans can't name any of the four Gospels, and that includes the Christians, and half don't know that Genesis is the first book of the Bible. So those are much easier questions than things like, you know, what's the loaves and the fishes story?
Prothero, who wrote the book Religious Literacy, says Huckabee may think he's scoring points with his base.
You could imagine that the strategy was, well, this is his secret code way that he could speak to evangelicals without alienating more secular people. But the faulty part of that strategy is the evangelicals don't even necessarily know these stories.
Ah, but then we happened upon Vicky Fry. She attends a megachurch in Omaha, Nebraska. She got every question right. So I read her one more Huckabee quote for the bonus round. It's almost like when the prophet was looking for a king. He came down, looked through all of Jesse's sons, went through a whole bunch of them, and said, "Is this all you got?"
Mm-hmm. And that would be Samuel the prophet came down and went through all of the sons, and I think there were seven of them, and David was the last one. Jesse said, "No, I still have one more son, but he's the youngest, and he's out in the field tending the sheep," and he chose him. And so the lesson that we're supposed to learn from that is it's not on our physical appearance that we're judged, but it's on our heart. Do you feel like you're in church today?
Fry, by the way, is a Huckabee supporter. I told Stephen Prothero I had finally found someone who could understand Mike Huckabee.
It's an exceedingly small target audience, you know, about as small as the percentage of animals climbing on Noah's Ark.
No one knows how long Huckabee's campaign will last, but it's already been nearly 40 days and 40 nights since his surprising win in Iowa. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.